and you say, who is Blessed Innocent the 11th? He is a very important pope in history. He was having trouble with King Louis, and no wonder that he probably sent the notice to Bossuet to see how the new prince is coming out. And he was the king at the famous Battle of Vienna in 1683. He was Pope, I mean. Pope Innocent, Blessed Innocent XI, was the Pope of that. So he takes credit to it in the same way we give credit for St. Pius V for the Battle of Lepanto. He is the one who inspired the resistance. The Muslims, having succeeded in taking over the capital of the Roman Empire in the east, Constantinople, had been constantly trying to still to do the same thing for the Empire of the West. And at the time, Vienna was the capital of the empire that succeeded the Holy Roman Empire. Now, at the same time, then, it was still the Holy Roman Empire. And one of the plots on the name of Louis XIV was how little he was motivated to join that campaign to protect the capital of the empire. And the reason for that is simply the grudge that was going on between the Bourbons and the Habsburgs. Now that is one of the tragedies of the church, that instead of being united to bring the faith to the whole world, as we were meant to do, they have all these petty arguments and struggles among each other. And so the last thing Louis XIV wanted to do was to save the empire. Just as before his time, shortly before his time, Richelieu would rather help the Protestants against the Catholic emperors who were trying to restore unity of faith in Europe. And so terrible thing that was part of what brought out all the Catholic kings down, the fact that they couldn't unite with the faith. And that the lack of unity was due to a lack of appreciation of the faith that should unite them.